Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This is a soundcheck session from our archives. Those archives go back 20 years, but this session is slightly more recent. It's from 2018. This is the Soundcheck Podcast from newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. In the late 60s and early 70s, something amazing happened in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa. American jazz and James Brown-style funk rocketed through the clubs there, blending in with the traditional exotic scales of Ethiopian music to create what many have called the golden age of Ethiopian pop. That music still has fans today, including the Onvesa Orchestra. They're based here in New York. Their new album is called Negustat, which means kings, and it is full of traditional-sounding but contemporary horn-heavy Ethiopian-style funk. And they are here to play some of those songs for us today. Beginning with the title track, here is the Onvesa Orchestra.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's the Unbesa Orchestra live here in the Soundcheck studio with the title track from their new album called Negestat, which means kings. The Unbesa Orchestra is the brainchild of Nadav Peled, who plays the guitar and wrote the music, most of the music on the album, although this is obviously very much a group effort, and I'll introduce you to the band in a moment, but Nadav, this is a Brooklyn-based group of mostly Israeli musicians playing music with deep Ethiopian roots. How did this happen?
Well, I got into Ethiopian music in Israel while I was over there. I used to play with this reggae band called Zvulun Dab System, and we had an Ethiopian singer. Mm-hmm. And he brought in this tune one day by this singer called Muluken Melese. He's a pretty well-known Ethiopian singer. I didn't know him at the time. But the minute I heard it, like the very first note, just that groove, and then the singing was just out of this world, like, so expressive. Yeah. And as I explored deeper into that music and the language as well, like the language is so descriptive, you know, every phrase is like a little picture.
Yeah. So did you learn Amharic?
I learned from the songs. Every time I learn like another little phrase,
right,
or another little word, because it's Semitic, so it's also, it correlates with Hebrew just mm-hmm. a little bit,
right.
Everything about it just entranced me. And then I got back to New York and I wanted to do something about the music, because I played with a lot of Ethiopian musicians in Israel. And I got back here and I saw that there's like a pretty big Afrocentric mm-hmm. Community here, or a music community.
Right.
But nothing really from East Africa or from Ethiopia specifically. So I was like, all right, let's do this thing. I assembled the magnificent crew we have here today.
Yeah, which includes Wayne Tucker on trumpet, and Eyal Vilner playing the alto sax, Aidan Barraquet on baritone sax, Dor Heled behind the keyboard, Ron Livneh playing the bass, and Aaron Fink is behind our drum kit. They're the Unbesa Orchestra. So my first exposure to this music was back in the early to mid-80s when Mahmoud Ahmed's record Ere Mela Mela was released.
With the Roja band.
I had the same reaction the first time. I was like, what planet is this from? And why can't I stop moving to it? But, you know, the great names of this Ethiopian pop are, you know, they're singers. They're Mahmoud Ahmed, right. They're Tlahun Gesese and people like that. Mm-hmm. You write instrumental music.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to tap into some of that emotion, I guess, and the sound. For example, one of the tunes that we're going to play later is called Yelelo Hagerlij, and it's got a very unique sounding scale to it, which right. is called Anchi Hoye. But to my ears, it sounds so sharp, but it's played at weddings mostly. So it's a very happy thing for them.
The scale.
Whether it's instrumental or singing bass. But yeah, we just basically, I didn't really know any singers here. Who,
right, right.
You know.
So as long as you mention, you know, that particular scale, I mean, a lot of the Ethiopian scales are, they're noticeably different from
right.
from Western. So how do you do that with Western instruments? I mean, the guitar is a yeah. tuned, fretted instrument. You're stuck with R12 notes. How do you do that?
Well, actually, there isn't so much of the quarter tonal thing going.
So it's mostly scale forms.
It's scale forms, yeah, exactly.
The half steps and the whole steps.
Mm-hmm. And it really sets Ethiopia apart musically, because from what I've explored, I probably haven't explored all of the music in Africa. Nobody can do that. But I've checked out a lot of stuff, and I'd never heard those scales anywhere else.
Why don't you show us? I mean, you know, give us, first of all, give major scale. Just run up a major scale.
So a major, our major scale will be seven notes,
right?
Right? Every scale in the Ethiopian lexicon is usually five notes. It's a pentatonic scale, so it'll be instead of
right.
And so we have the basic major and minor pentatonics, which are those are pretty common to Western ears, like the one I just played right now, or that's like a blues scale.
A blues scale, yeah, absolutely. But what about this? This
Don Chihoya?
Yeah.
So that would be. So very. There's a lot of tension there. Another one that's very familiar over there, and it's very beautiful and unique, is the Ambasal scale. It would go something like that.
So in that scale, just going from the first to second notes is a bit of a leap, it seems.
The first and second are just a half step away, but then we have a little...
Yeah, you got like a...
It's just the patterns that
I'm trying to get
out of just playing the scale. But yeah, it's got such a, I mean, such a unique sound to it. It's just that, you know, and it says so much. So I felt that also it could work for instrumental music, you know, if
Absolutely.
You get a strong enough melody, which hopefully we do,
right.
Then, you know, then everything's going to sound cool.
Well, you can hear the results on the new record by Anbesa Orchestra called Negestat, which means kings. The next piece you're going to play for us is called Gorage, which is... This is one of the ethnic minority groups in Ethiopia, and actually a pretty important one.
Yeah.
The great Mahmoud Ahmed, whom I've already mentioned, he is a Gorage.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a tribute to those people?
Mm-hmm. It's a tribute to the people. It's a very distinct beat. It's most of the times it would be in 4/4, which and a lot of the other types of music from Ethiopia would be in 6/8. So that's kind of a more straightforward. It always feels kind of like very syncopatic. So it's kind of like always like an Ethiopian kind of swing rock and roll, kind of like a rockabilly kind of thing. that's how I always see it. So we tried to do something that kind of is a homage to that.
Yeah. This might be my favorite track off the record. All right. The Anbesa Orchestra is going to play it for us. It's called Gorage from their new record, Negestat. Live performance on Soundcheck.
We'll be right back.
Once again, the Anbesa Orchestra, live here in the Soundcheck studio. That song is called Gorage, a tribute to the Gorage people of Ethiopia. And you'll find a version of that on Negustat, which is the new record by the Anbesa Orchestra. Nadav, what does Anbesa mean?
Anbesa means lion.
Lion,
yeah.
Okay. And for folks who are following us live on Facebook and watching what we're doing, they'll see that this is one sharp-dressed band. Everybody,
this is just
in
our Wednesday suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should wait for tomorrow.
But there's actually a reason for that, right? I mean, in Ethiopia, these bands all began as, like, they were military bands or police bands. They played hotels. They were sharply dressed. They were sharp dressers, yeah.
Yeah. We take a lead from that. And also, I was very influenced by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and Charles Bradley and all the Daptone guys. Always sharp dressed, and I like it. You know, it kind of makes it feel like a group and have like a nice uniform front.
Well, but you know, it's not such a big leap to go from this Ethiopian music when, you know, if you look at its heyday in the 1970s to the soul music, whether you're talking about the 70s or Sharon Jones from a couple of years ago, because a lot of the roots, a lot of the musical roots are the same.
Yeah. I mean, if you get, for example, Alemayu Eshete in Ethiopia, he was pretty much, he was like kind of a Elvis and a James Brown kind of impersonator in Ethiopia, though.
But so right.
It's got that angle to it, but it's very much similar. There's a lot of connecting lines, yeah.
Anbesa Orchestra playing here for us in the studio, and the amazing thing about this kind of alleged bygone era of Ethiopian pop is that a lot of the people are still alive. You know, I saw Mahmoud Ahmed at Carnegie Hall like maybe a year ago.
Right.
And you've played with Haylu Mergia, right?
Yeah. Haylu Mergia is still alive and kicking, and he just released a new record.
He is an accordionist and keyboardist and composer, taxi driver in the Washington, D.C. area. But back, you know, originally in Ethiopia, he was a big name, and you've worked with him.
Yeah, we opened for him at Pioneer Works, which was a great experience. It's just, that's a great space to play, and just the energy from Haylu and being there. It was a special night, I think, for us, and getting to see him up close. It was beautiful.
I mentioned in the introduction that, you know, there's very strong funk roots to this Ethiopian music, but also jazz through Mulatu Astatke, the great percussionist, also still around, still vital and playing. And so some people refer to this as Ethio-jazz, this style of playing, which seems a misnomer when you're talking about, you know, Alemayehu Eshete or Mahmoud Ahmed or any of these pop singers. But in your case, it seems to kind of fit the bill.
It kind of does. I try to avoid Ethio-jazz.
Sorry.
No, that's cool. Just because we're trying to make it a little bit more groove oriented than like maybe jazz would be oriented with solos. Everyone in the band is a very accomplished jazz musician here, except for me. But I just play Ethiopian music. But we like to call it like Ethio groove or something like that. But Ethio jazz is, you know, if we are sometime on a bill with Mulatu Astatke, I'll call it whatever.
Whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. Yeah.
All right. Now, you've already alluded to this next song you're going to play for us, Yelelu Hagerlij,
Sons of No Country.
Yeah. So this is about the refugee crisis.
It was relevant. Right now in Israel, it's actually even more relevant than always and in Europe all over, and it's just a feeling of some detachment and just not being able to find a place that you are able to, you know, call home.
Yeah.
And I tried to use that scale because to me it sounded very like rough and kind of aggressive, and just, you know, that feeling, that helplessness, you know, it's kind of a cry. And then it kind of opens up in the end, that tune. So it was hopefully letting that person find its place, you know.
Yeah. All right, you want to play the song for us?
Yes.
All right. Anbesa Orchestra here with us in the studio. Yelelu Hagerlige, Sons of No Country is the name of the song. Here's a live performance on Soundcheck.
We'll be right back.
Once again, the Onbessa Orchestra with Yelolu Hagerlij, Sons of No Country, live performance here in the studio. The moment when all the glasses in your home shattered came courtesy of Aiden's baritone sax.
Oh, yeah.
Did not know the baritone could get that high.
He can do whatever he wants in that thing. No stopping him.
So you have recently moved to L.A. The band's based here in New York. So
that's a scoop, yeah.
how's this going to work?
Well, I get back here often enough, and then we book shows every time. Like about a month and a half, 2 months, I would come here, and we'd do like 2 weeks of shows.
Well, you know, as strange it may seem to have a New York-based group of Israeli musicians playing this Ethiopian-rooted music, the fact is, you know, Ethiopia and Israel have very close connections. Exactly. And New York. I mean, we've both mentioned Mulatu Astatke, who was like one of the foundational figures in this music. And he studied here in New York.
Right.
It was after he left New York and went back to Ethiopia that he brought with him the sounds of Latin jazz and, you know, all the music he was hearing in New York in the in the 1960s. So
yeah, that Mulatu of Ethiopia, that record.
Yeah.
It was all after, you know, coming out here.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's something obviously strong with New York, like ripe with music and the Ethiopian situation with Israel. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Ethiopian people in Israel. After I kind of started discovering what's happening, I realized that there's a lot of that culture around.
Right. And as you said, Amharic is a Semitic language.
Right,
you can
kind of
figure out what some of the phrases are.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, it's been great hearing what you guys have done with this music. And Nadav, to you and the boys, thank you so much for playing for us today.
Thank you for having us.
That's going to do it for this episode of Soundcheck, taken from our archives. We actually shot video of this session, and you can see it on our website at newsounds.org. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.